Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Friday the 16th. I've recorded this once and it all went tits up, so I've fucking got to do it again. I've wasted 20 minutes of my day and I was answering you, Tags Trader. I was going into a bit more detail about your tweet. Don't know whether you're listening, but there you go. Right, let's do all this again. I'll try and cover that, but I might have to come back to it next week. Okay, I've got a horse, 150, running shortly. Hopefully I'll get this online before it runs. Quadrilateral, this is what we'd call a slag each way in the old days, up against an odds on shot. 6.2, win and place, quadrilateral. 7.45, Chelmsford each way. Mub Hidge, currently about 9. 4 o'clock, Newbury, 2 in this. I've got a win bet, Alle Sophia. The favourite, ridden by Charles Bishop. And I've got a trade, 25% trade, Bush Tucker Trial, ridden by Clifford Lee. Trade, 8.15 Chelmsford, 30% trade, Victory Command, 8.15 at Chelmsford. 6.50 Newmarket, trade, 30% trade, Catch My Breath, should go well that one. I think it's overpriced. And what have I got here? And trade, 2 o'clock Newmarket, No Mercy, 2 o'clock Nottingham, 2 o'clock Nottingham, No Mercy, 25-30% trade. A couple of football mentions. I've got Ley SV Sandhausen, 5.30 kickoff in Bundesliga 2. Ley SV Sandhausen, you can straight lay them, they're about 2.7, or you can trade, back them as they go out, or if Nuremberg score. And lay the draw, low risk, lay the draw in the Championship, Huddersfield Fulham. Again, you can trade that if a goal goes in, or you can let it ride. Fulham score, you'd definitely be able to get out nicely. Huddersfield Fulham, lay the draw around about 3.4. Right, that is it bet wise. Did I have a football goals bet? Yes, I did. Sorry, yeah, over 1.5. Whistler Krakow, LKS Lots in the Polish Extra Klasa, clicking off at 7.30. Whistler Krakow game, if it is 0-0, 25 minutes. Backing over 1.5, not the first half goal, drip backing over 1.5, Wisla Krakow Lots, if it is 0-0, 25 minutes, over 1.5, if a goal goes in, remove your liability. That is that. I had a little bit of a laugh on Twitter. Wigan, old Sharon from Wigan Lover, she's a great FTS member, great fun. A lot of you have met her at race days and at seminars. She is absolutely cracking, but mad as a box of frogs. She started on the old keto, sent me some blueberry cobbler. I mean, what is a cobbler? Is it a pie crumble? I haven't made it yet, but and then she sent me a private WhatsApp message. Got all brave, put that one in public on Twitter, didn't I? I've made it yet. Sent me a private one, made a granola. How do you make your granola in? The one I had turmeric in, ended up tasting like a curry. Well, it fucking would, wouldn't it, with turmeric in it? If you put in curry powder, which turmeric in essence is a type part of curry powder, it would taste like a curry. Who's ever got up in the morning and said, I know what this cereal needs, a little bit of turmeric, a little bit of curry powder? I mean, only in Wigan, innit? Only in Wigan. And it is practically in Scotland, let's face it. What I said was right. I mean, and the other one thing, if James Carrigan's listening, they'd give Celtic a good game, Wigan, wouldn't they? You might as well marry all up. Just draw a line underneath Wigan. You lot crack on your own. Fucking turmeric on your cereal. So there, my good lady makes the old granola, keto granola. I think she's sorted her out the recipe. Yeah, Twitter, quickly, let's be quick if I can. What was his name? Tags Trader, something like that. Tags Trader, where is it? Tags Trader, I've got to go back a long way. Yes, Tags Trader asked me this morning, he said he'd listened to one of the podcasts, and there's one where I say something like, I enter after 10 or 20 minutes, and I'm not saying I've got better value then. I enter that time for risk-reward thing, rather than laying and risking 3 points. I'm willing to wait, give it 20 minutes. Let's say I'm backing our first half goal. Rather than backing at 1.3, so I'm risking a unit to win 3, I'll wait till 20, 25 minutes when it's 2.0. Now I'm backing 1 to win 1. There's no more value in the 2 or the 2.5, whatever I go in at, because that decays, that time decay, I've only got 20 minutes left. It's just a risk-reward thing. It's something I've always done. And interestingly enough, I mentioned earlier in the week that I've been going through all my stuff and I'd share it with you. And I've sent this sheet to two or three FTS members just for projects that we're looking at working on. If I bet everything I do for the last 2 years pre-kickoff, from August 2017 to now, I'd have won 2,993 points. 2,993 points. Absolute fact. And that's without any pissing about trading. Games I've missed because I haven't got up for MLS or J-League. You know, I have traded, days off, whatever it may be. If I'd backed every game relentlessly, I went through all my records, what I had won, what I should have won or would have won, not should, because I'd never bet everything like that. But if I could automate everything I do, and this is an area that I've sort of looked at and I've had trouble with over the last few years, which I won't go into. But if I could, that's what I would have won. And that's an absolute fact. I've shared the sheet. Sounds amazing, but it's actually over 24, 25 systems. And it's exactly what I've always said. They only average about 5 points a month each. That's all they're looking to average. 5-6 points a month. You times it by 24. You then times it by 12. You've got a lot of points in a year. And that is literally how I work. But the answer to your question was, in my opinion, and it is just my opinion, there's a load of shit out there. And that is one that people say, I'll wait 10 minutes, then we'll have the value. No, you won't. If you haven't got value kick off, you're not going to have value after 10 minutes. What's going to fucking happen in that 10 minutes that miraculously the market's going to say, oh, fuck this, we got this wrong, let's give him a load of value? What a complete and utter load of jackass shit. But I've seen it on websites, I've seen it on Twitter, I've seen it mentioned. It's complete and utter shit, in my opinion. And I come back to everything. That's how I bet, is what I've just explained to you. And yes, I don't bet everything in that. I haven't won 2,993 points. I stress that because I haven't bet like that. Games where I've removed liability, whatever. But I bet on this premise of have a lot of systems and don't put them under any pressure to win fortunes. They're all fairly low risk and they're consistent. So they'll win 5 points there, 5 points there, 5 points there, and add it all together. That's always how I've operated. Everything I do relies on price. So every one of those 24, 25 systems is, in effect, some process, price-based, algorithm-based. I have to check that price to see if it qualifies as a bet. If it's one tick out, I don't bet it. If it's one tick over, I don't bet it. Whatever it may be, I just ignore the game. And I, with a lot of you, I keep saying it's not what you bet, it's how you bet. And you get sucked in by this shit, wait 10 minutes, value. You know, the thing at the minute that people keep, I get sent everything. People think I don't know about anything. I get sent everything. People say, what about this? What about this? Do you want to give a go at this? You know, there was one, somebody sent me yesterday about backing over 2.5 goals and then, I don't know, putting a lay in or something. Complete and utter shit. Or when a goal goes in, greening up, you're just going to do your bollocks doing it. People backing over 1.5 or over 2.5 at half time. You know, it's 1-0. They expect another goal. In effect, laying the half-time correct score, but they're backing another goal. Same thing, same bet. So it's 1.15 this game. And then another game's 1.3. And treating them exactly the same. Putting a keep bet in, waiting at 1.7, 1.8, whatever it may be. It's stupid. It's just stupid. I can't get my head around it. And I don't get involved in it on Twitter because I flip my fucking lid with it. And you can't win because these people think they're right. These people think, and unfortunately they've got a little horde of people who want to follow them because, oh, this guy must know what he's talking about because it sounds good. It's bollocks. How can you treat a game 1.15 and 1.3 exactly the same? How can you leave money up? Leaving money up on Betfair like that is one of the biggest mistakes that people make because it fucks the market. You're just going to get fucked. You're only going to get your money taken when the value's gone. That's when your money's going to go. It's mental. And I could have this discussion, you know, if I get into it on Twitter, I just lose my shit. I'll probably end up smashing computers up. People want to meet me in the pub and have a beer and discuss it. I'm more than happy to. It doesn't matter who it is. But I can't get involved in it on Twitter. You know, I said a few, why do people get involved in other people's business all the time? You see it day in and day out. I know Twitter invites it. If somebody wants to post that shit, let them post it. If somebody wants to post a load of shit bits, let them post them. If you're not doing it and you've got your own thing going on, that's what you've got to worry about. Get up in the morning, worry what you're doing. If you're in a position to help others, give to charity, whatever, then worry what other people are doing and help them out. But just fucking pointlessly getting involved in other people's shit. I don't get people following. You know, Psykoff might be one of the loveliest guys you've ever met. I don't know him from Adam. clearly a very good football punter and wins. But you only ever see the wins. He posts the wins. And people are all over it. What are you getting out of it? I don't get what you get out of it. I genuinely don't. When I post stuff, I try and want to help people. I try and give people tools to help. I don't get... It's no criticism of him, because he's a lovely guy and he wants to say, look at what I've won this week. But I don't get what you lot get out of it, poking your nose into it. Yeah, I don't get... There's another guy posts it, doesn't even post his bets, just posts his profit and loss every day or every other day, whatever it may be. Look what I won today, look what I lost. Yeah, well done, unlucky. Who gives a fuck? Who genuinely gives a fuck? Worry what you're doing. Get up in the morning, worry what you're going to do to make you better, to make you win more money, to change your fucking life. Because watching shit and getting involved in rows about that ain't going to do it. It ain't going to do it. I didn't intend this to turn into a rant. It's gone down that road. It was more tags. Really appreciate the question. I hope it made sense. It's my opinion. I don't see where if you enter a bet 10 minutes in, this mystical value appears. I just don't get it. Everything I do is price-based pre-game. I know other people have lots of other models. You know, I've got my own Poisson models that have been working for 3-4 years. I've got my own stuff that I do. But I don't, you know, my advice is that's what it is. I'm sure there'll be people who disagree with me and they'll listen to this. I'm not interested. Genuinely, I'm not interested. But if people want advice like that, people want to meet me for a beer, that's the sort of stuff I love talking about. It's difficult on Twitter. You've got 280 characters and a world full of numpties. But there you go. Right, that's it. I think I've said it all. I don't even know what I said there. I lost my... See, I black out when I do that. Have a lovely Friday. If you follow anything on the pod, I hope you have a decent day. I hope you have a good bet. Profit. Seminar people, I'll be with you from 5 p.m. If you're on the ultimate, I hope you have a good weekend with your bets. Just remember though, 1 week is nothing. Championship showed that. Loads of away wins the first week, only one away win last week. That's what you're dealing with. Have a lovely day and I will see you all. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. I'll have a Premier League rundown. I had no fixed odds bets in the anti-post bets in the Bundesliga or Primera. We've got obviously you know, Bayern Munich in action tonight. I think they'll win the league. Barcelona, I think they'll win the league. Can't see Real Madrid catching them this year. Atletico Madrid, interesting, but can't see it, particularly with Trippier at fucking right back. No chance. Lots more things to cover like that. You know, XG is one of my things. You look at Moussa Sissoko's shot last week from 6 yards. People rely too much on shit like XG. Not saying it's shit. It might have some merits, but people's basing everything on that. It's like buzzwords. People love a new buzzword, don't they? When I was in golf, titanium came out. It was everything. Titanium this, titanium that. It was even in the golf balls. Most people didn't get any fucking better, but they had to have the titanium. Didn't make them any better, and XG for me is a bit like that. You can't go through a football conversation without talking about XG now. You've got Moussa Sissoko 6 yards out, puts it out for a throw-in. What's that given? 0.4, 0.5% of a chance, is it? You know, 40, 50% chance score, 0.4, 0.5. Harry Kane, it goes in the net 8, 9 times out of 10. So everything has its flaws. What I say on here is my opinion. I'm not into poking my nose into other people's business. I do see most things. I have my opinions. I tend to keep my powder dry. I do what I do, and that is my advice for you guys. Get up in the morning. I said it a while back. Have a plan. Look what you're going to do. Look to make your life better, and fuck the rest of them. Have a lovely day. It's a beautiful little Friday. Right, I am going now. Arrivederci.